Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 36. We're staying in Module 8, AI Security. Last time we talked about embedding security and vector databases. Today we're going deeper into something that honestly sounds like science fiction: model inversion and membership inference. Alice, what are we actually talking about here?
We're talking about attacks that target the model itself, not the server it runs on, not the API, not the database behind it, the actual mathematical patterns the model learned during training. Model inversion is when an attacker queries your AI over and over, carefully analyzing the responses, and gradually reconstructs pieces of the data it was trained on. Membership inference is the simpler version. The attacker just wants to know whether a specific document was in the training data at all.
So for legal AI, that would mean, could someone figure out that a specific privileged memo was used to train a law firm's document classifier?
Exactly. And that's not just a technical problem. It's a privilege problem. There was a federal case earlier this year, United States versus Heppner in the Southern District of New York, where the court ruled that exchanges with a public AI platform aren't protected by attorney-client privilege. Part of the reasoning was that the AI provider's terms of service allowed them to retain and train on user data. Now imagine a model that was fine-tuned on privileged documents. If someone can prove through a membership inference attack that a specific privileged document was in that training data, you've got evidence that confidential information was disclosed to a third-party system. The privilege argument gets very difficult at that point.
Right. So how does model inversion actually work? Walk me through it like I'm not a machine learning researcher, because I'm definitely not.
Think of it this way. Imagine your firm built an AI that classifies documents. It looks at a document and tells you whether it's a contract, a legal memo, a court filing, whatever. That classifier learned patterns from the documents it was trained on. Now, an attacker starts feeding it carefully crafted inputs, thousands of them, and watching the confidence scores. The model might say, I'm 94% sure this is a contract. By methodically varying the inputs and watching how confidence changes, the attacker can reverse engineer characteristics of the actual documents the model saw during training. It's like someone figuring out what recipe you used by tasting your cooking 1,000 times and adjusting their guess each time.
A membership inference is different.
It's actually simpler, which is what makes it scarier. Machine learning models behave differently on data they've seen before versus data they haven't. They tend to be more confident on their own training examples. A researcher named Shokri demonstrated this back in 2017. You build a second model, an attack model, that learns to distinguish between the target model saw this data and the target model didn't see this data based on the confidence patterns. And it works surprisingly well, especially on smaller, specialized datasets.
And legal datasets are exactly that, small and specialized.
That's the problem. If you're training on millions of random internet documents, any individual document has a tiny footprint in the model. But if you fine-tune on a few thousand legal memos from a specific practice area, each document leaves a much larger imprint. The model memorizes more. The membership inference attack gets easier. Research from 2024 and 2025 confirms this. Fine-tuned models on small domain-specific corpora are significantly more vulnerable than large general-purpose models.
Yeah, so what can you actually do about it? Can you prevent these attacks?
You can't eliminate them entirely, but you can make them much harder. The first defense is differential privacy, a technique where you add carefully calibrated noise during training. The noise is designed so that no single training example significantly changes the model's behavior. NIST published guidelines for evaluating differential privacy, SP 800-226, because this is becoming a federal-level concern. The trade-off is that stronger privacy reduces model accuracy. You're deliberately making the model slightly worse to protect the data.
That sounds like a hard sell to a partner who wants the most accurate AI possible.
It is. but the alternative is a model that memorizes privileged documents and can be queried to reveal them. The second defense is simpler. Restrict what the model tells the outside world. Most membership inference attacks depend on seeing detailed confidence scores. If your API returns just the top prediction, this is a contract. Without saying, I'm 92.7% sure, you've cut off most of the signal the attacker needs. NIST's AI risk management framework recommends minimizing unnecessary detail in model outputs for exactly this reason.
Right. What about just controlling who can access the model in the first place?
That's the third layer, access controls. Rate-limit queries require authentication. Monitor for the patterns that look like inference attacks, someone sending thousands of slightly different queries in quick succession. These controls don't make the attack mathematically impossible, but they make it operationally much harder and, critically, detectable. If your logs show someone making 10,000 classification requests in an hour, that should trigger an alert.
And there's also just not putting sensitive data in the training set in the first place.
That's the most fundamental defense, and it's the one people skip. Maintain a clear inventory of what's in your training data. Separate privileged documents from general legal knowledge. Use synthetic or anonymized data where you can. If your contract classifier doesn't need to see real client names and dollar amounts to learn what a contract looks like, strip those out before training. And document everything. Which datasets were used, who authorized their inclusion, what the provenance is. We'll cover that documentation piece in episode 43 when we talk about provenance chains.
I want to make sure we're being honest with the audience here. How practical are these attacks right now? Is this something a solo practitioner building a case management tool needs to worry about? Or is this more of a concern for large firms with custom AI systems?
Fair question. If you're using a commercial AI service like a hosted LLM through an API, the attack surface is mostly on the provider side, and the major providers are applying defenses. Where it gets real is when you're fine-tuning models on your own data, deploying models internally, or building custom classifiers trained on client documents. That's where the training data is yours, the model is yours, and the risk is yours. And the legal AI space is increasingly moving in that direction. Firms want models customized to their practice areas, their precedents, their document styles. Every custom fine-tuned model is a potential target.
Yeah, so the advice is, think about this before you fine-tune, not after.
Exactly. Apply differential privacy during training. Restrict confidence scores in your outputs, rate limit, and monitor your endpoints. And most importantly, know what's in your training data and whether it should be there. If you wouldn't be comfortable explaining to a judge exactly which documents your model was trained on, you have a problem that no technical defense can solve.
Next episode, governed rights and human in the loop. Why your AI should draft but never file.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.